Good morning, beloved. It's great that you made it back to join me as we begin our morning together in God's Word. Today, we're back in Mark chapter 13, this time verses 24 through 37. We're in a passage that's bursting with quotations from the Old Testament, especially from Daniel chapter 7. Jesus tells his followers to be ready for the coming of the Son of Man because no one knows the day or the hour. Christians interpret the coming of the Son of Man as Christ's second coming. And so let's begin reading Mark chapter 13, beginning at verse 24. In the days after that time of trouble, the sun will grow dark and the moon will no longer shine. The stars will fall from heaven and the powers in space will be driven from their courses. Then the Son of Man will appear, coming in the clouds with great power and glory. He will send the angels out to the four corners of the earth to gather God's chosen people from one end of the world to the other. Let the fig tree teach you a lesson. When its branches become green and tender and it starts putting out leaves, you know that summer is near. In the same way, when you see these things happening, you will know that the time is near, ready to begin. Remember that all these things will happen before the people now living have all died. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. No one knows, however, the day or the hour will come, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son. Only the Father knows. Be on watch, be alert, for you do not know when the time will come. It will be like a man who goes away from home on a trip and leaves his servants in charge, and after giving each one his own work to do, and after telling the doorkeeper to keep watch, watch then, because you do not know when the master of the house is coming. It might be in the evening, or at midnight, or before dawn, or at sunrise. If he comes suddenly, he must not find you asleep. What I say to you then, I say to all, watch. And today's verse is Mark chapter 13, verse 26, where it says, Then the Son of Man will appear, coming in the clouds, with great power and glory. Amen. And so, again, Jesus is continuing with his dissertation. This is the answer to the question. And the disciple says, what will be the signs of all these things, you know, getting ready to happen, and what will be the sign, when are you coming back? And so there are two separate questions that they ask, and Jesus answers them. Last time he told them, these are the signs, these are what you look out for. In today's passage of Scripture, Jesus gives the time. It says, in the days after that time of trouble, the sun will grow dark and the moon will no longer shine. And you can go to the book of Revelation and you will see at which one of the judgments on the earth the sun will grow dark and the moon no longer shines. And that's the answer to the second question, when is Jesus coming? And so it's right there in Scripture for everyone to see. But as we finished here, again, like I concluded the lesson yet, or the reading yesterday, Jesus says in verse 37, what I say to you then, I say to all, watch. It's only incumbent upon us as believers of Jesus just to be ready. Keep on loving him. Keep on living each day for him. That's the only option that you have. Be ready or don't be ready. Amen? Let's pray. Father God, we are waiting your coming in power and glory. In the meantime, keep us all faithful. Open my heart to be ever ready to receive and to welcome you. Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, that brings our time today to an end, beloved. Tomorrow we're taking a journey back into the Old Testament. We're going to be in Zephaniah chapter 1, where the prophet Zephaniah describes the day of the Lord's judgment. Until tomorrow, then, I am anticipating God's richest blessings in your lives. Claim that in Jesus' name. We'll see you tomorrow.